Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Well, welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. We're going to start with Joe Massa with Podtopic Insider. Joe, what is a secret you can share?
I'm going to relate back to something Jim said earlier about the best way to start a business is to steal an idea that exists. And I would just spin it slightly and say, there are no real original ideas left almost anywhere in the world right now. So you don't have to have this magnificent, brilliant new platform that you're building or something over the top. Start really small with something that you're either passionate about or you can be consistent with. Whether you like it is sort of irrelevant at some point. But what's really important is to understand that that's like saying, why did Pepsi get created? Because Coke already existed. Why do it? Well, they're both doing quite well. You don't have to be original to be successful. What you have to do is innovate, and you have to be dead committed to it. You have to just be really consistent, not throw yourself over the ledge every time you run into a hiccup. And with that, I would just finalize this by saying you are going to fail along the way. So learn to embrace the downs because they are as temporary as the ups. So peaks and valleys will come and go, but your resolve is what's going to keep you in the game.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Okay. Nikki Wake with NikkiWake.com. What's a secret you can share with our audience?
I think my secret is not to be afraid to ask. The one thing that I've been very good at, and I think mainly because of my personal situation and the problems that I faced, was actually not being afraid to ask for help, because actually 99.9% of the people in your contact list want to help you. It's about being brave and being bold and asking for help, and people will invariably help. So if you're looking for funding, if you're looking for marketing support, if you're looking for advice, if you're looking for someone to intro you to a potential contact, whatever it is, ask the question. The very worst thing that somebody can say is no. And for so many years, I was too afraid to go for the ask. And I think as a widow, you know, you live for the moment. So I sort of inherited this kind of what the hell, just do it attitude. And by stepping up and asking for help, my second business has excelled in ways that I never believed possible, at a speed I never believed possible, because I didn't pussyfoot around a situation and I just asked the question.
Ooh, I like that too. So Jim Beach with JimBeach.com, what's the secret you can share?
The corridor principle. So when you start becoming an entrepreneur, you're starting this pathway. Imagine you're standing at the entrance of a corridor and you can see all the way down the hall, and you can see that there are rooms off to the right and the left, but you can't see into the rooms until you start walking down that path. And you'll never discover what's in room one or room nine, where your passion may live, if you didn't start down the path. And so we talk about starting businesses maybe that you're not passionate about. Maybe the passion comes in year three in that business and you don't know that yet. Or maybe the passion is in the other thing that the first thing leads to. You've got to get started down the corridor. Take your remote control. This is kind of technical. You might want to take notes. Take your remote control and put it underneath a rock and then pound the hell out of it like 15 times. Step number one, corridor principle. You might find passion later in life than you think.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Oh, Richard Gearhart with GearhartLaw.com. What's your secret?
My secret is sort of related to Jim's. Mine is entrepreneurs bet on their future selves. What happens in entrepreneurism is that as your business grows, you grow as an entrepreneur and you get better at things. So when you're starting out, I think it's important to appreciate that you don't need to know it all. And that as you go down that pathway, down that corridor, as Jim said, you'll learn more and you're developing more. And I think that's part of the satisfaction of an entrepreneurial career, is what you learn and how you develop as a professional as you go through all of those different growth stages.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, and me, Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios. Usually I throw out something about AI or digital marketing, but this time I'm going to go into appearances and speaking and being on podcasts and all the places where you can go and show everybody how smart you are. And not only how smart you are, but how smart the hosts think you are because they invited you onto their podcast, which doesn't always happen, right? And the reason that you should be doing that is because it builds brand authority, which sends more people to your content and to your website, especially to fill out those contact forms and ask for a consultation with you. So there are places that can help you get presentations like the National Speakers Association and others. But really, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you do have to put yourself out there. And you heard what Nikki said. I mean, she grew her whole business, she feels, by putting herself out there into all this media, and it really helped a lot. So that's my secret.
Awesome. Well, and that's a great one.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show
appearing on 40 stations across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.